This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
Sexagonal Phrase, written and produced by Victor Aurelius for the 4077th and All Better Audio. Episode 5, The Deep Blue Sea and the Devil.
Sister, so you're not dead.
You were just going to leave me here.
I would have some help eventually.
You never sit in that limo. I'll try the senator's ship.
Bring the captain in here. Put him down on my workbench.
In the cargo bay?
I have all the services of a medical facility. Do not worry. Stand clear.
Where's my daughter?
Watto, can you reprogram the transmat to get this bomb off the power station?
I don't think that will be necessary, Lucy. It is already set with a desirable destination.
Where?
I think you'll enjoy this.
Whoa!
Zarqua! That whale again!
Let's get to Res and Watto and get out of here!
Transmatting now!
Joss, are you sure you don't want to partner up with us? Two ships will get a lot more work done.
I'll think about it. But right now, I gotta take care of Swalwell before he does any more damage.
Thank you, Tolan.
You remembered my first name?
I was there when your father named you. It was your grandfather's name.
Look out! The whale just jumped over the station! My Veritas is needed again!
Oh dear, I...
I'll close the door manually, Kurgono. You get Stiletto working again. Then pump out this water.
Yes, sir.
Door's closed. We're sinking fast.
Captain Swalwell, I believe the Mega Mantis sisters are transmatting into the launch bay.
Good. Message the boss that we are ready to detonate the bomb.
Yes, Captain.
What is it you're doing, Mr. Tockham?
What? Me? Nothing!
I got you now!
No, let me go!
Fritz Droid, what was he doing?
He was remote controlling a mega whale on the planet. He was the one who was causing it to ram into the power station.
Why? What reason would you have to do this?
You stupid fool! I wasn't working for you. My benefactor has much more money. And she has been running the game since the beginning.
She? She who?
Goodbye, Captain Swalwell.
Where did he go?
Insufficient data, sir. Good news, the boss gave permission to detonate the bomb.
Goodbye, Voslo, and your daughter.
Blow up the station!
The ships, they're falling into the ocean.
Sister!
careful, Sarissa.
Oh, my limo!
And my ship, too!
Belgium!
What was that?
That was the bomb going off on Spabu's ship.
Wadu, I hope you were recording all of this.
Transmitting it live!
Thanks to the valiant and heroic efforts of Sexagonal Phrase and Lucy Sharp, the power station was saved from an eco-terrorist attack by the Mega Mantis Scissors.
And it looks like they went into the ocean with our only way off this planet.
That whale is coming around again.
If it hits us again, the whole station may sink.
Is that a metal bear flying to that whale?
He's trying to stop it.
Oh, no, the whale swallowed him. And it's still heading towards us.
Lucy, I just want to tell you again that I love you.
But I love you, too.
I can't believe it, ladies and gentlemen. The mega whale just exploded.
The poor man in the metal suit gave his life to save all of us.
He was so brave.
I just got a call from the president of the galaxy. He was watching us on the news. He wants us to come to the capital planet to award each of us with the Galactic Medal of Honor for averting a war. He's sending a shuttle to pick us up.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Peanut, are you okay?
Daddy, you're alive.
We're stuck on the bottom of the ocean. Krogono managed to get the TV working and we've been watching you and your friends.
The President wants to give us medals. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great, honey. Look, we're going to be a little while sorting things out. So why don't you go ahead and I'll catch up with you after the award ceremony, okay? I'll be watching you on TV.
Sure, Daddy. If that's what you want, I'll see you soon, okay?
I'm proud of you, Peanut.
I fixed the ship. So why didn't you join your daughter?
We have work to do, Krogono. Ship?
Yes, Captain. Where are we going?
I am finally settling an old score with my crooked ex-partner, Spalwell's boss. Okay, that's where we need to go. Stiletto, get us there fast.
Yes, Captain. Perhaps we can review all of my abilities during the trip.
Shut that bloody alarm off!
Yes, Captain.
Did you vent the radioactive waste out into space?
Yes, Captain. As well as all of the bounty hunters' ships. They will not be pleased.
Screw that useless scum!
That was the Stiletto, Captain. It just went into hyperspace.
This day can't get any worse!
We are being summoned by the boss, sir. He wants us to meet with him. In person.
Ah, shit! Where are we going? I've never met the man.
We have arrived at our destination, Captain.
You do know this entire planet is a fortress, right?
And we are in the most state-of-the-art military ship ever constructed.
Thank you, Captain.
It's the truth, Stiletto. I'm depending on you to get me in there without being detected.
Wait. You mean us, right?
No, Krogono. I mean just me. You've been a loyal friend and a colleague for many years. You've risked your life countless times. I need you to sit this one out, my friend.
I can't do that, Captain. This is a suicide mission.
No, that's why I need you to stay in orbit, cloaked in the Stiletto. The planet will never discover you. And in the off chance that I survive, I'll need you to pick me up. Find a good spot to gain entry, Stiletto. I need to go get something for my mission.
Ship, what do you think his chances are?
Are you familiar with the saying, a snowball's chance in hell?
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Well, it's been leading to this moment for a long time. I know that I promised not to take a life intentionally. But if I had done it decades ago, things would have never gotten this bad.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I think that the fact that I kept my promise this long must account for something. If you're still watching over me, maybe you can extend my luck just a little longer until I can be reunited with my daughter one last time. Then you can deal with my fate as you see fit. I've done a lot of goodness, Galaxy. Helped a lot of people, saved lives, fed the hungry, freed the oppressed. I also lost some dear friends. First, there was you. It took me several years, but I came to terms with that. And then I lost my dear friend Tyson Joss. We served together, and then afterwards we helped protect people. Today, his son sacrificed himself to save my daughter. And I hope father and son are both with you, my master. What I'm about to do is not a selfish act. Killing this man will... What? There can't be a breeze on a spaceship. Did you do that? Oh, now I know that was you. You are watching out for me. Then I know what I need to do. Thank you. Are you ready?
Yes, Captain.
Then let's go.
We will be arriving at the Galactic Capital in 10 minutes.
The President's shuttle is so chic. Deep pile shag carpets, heated seats, champagne on tap.
Oh, Zarissa! This is the only way to fly!
It's a fast ship, too. I guess the President needs to get around in a hurry.
How long has the President been in office?
President Nimrod was elected nearly 2 years ago.
President Nimrod?
What's so funny? His name is President Chernax Nimrod.
I guess Nimrod means something else to you guys.
It is a well-respected family name, Lucy. There have been Nimrods in politics for centuries.
I'm sure there have.
Maybe you should get that out of your system before we meet the President.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't see what's funny.
Neither do I.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess with all the drama we've had, I really needed a good laugh. I'm just relieved that all this is over.
I know what you mean. After we meet with the President, I can shove my medal under Eccentrica Columbus's nose, and she'll have to give me my job back.
Especially if we can manage an interview with the President after Zarissa does hers.
Then can we travel around the galaxy, Bud?
Lucy, you and I and Watto will be celebrities. We'll stay at the fanciest hotels, interview royalty, movie stars, authors.
You know, our adventures might make a great book. I think I'll pitch it to Eccentrica once we are back in her good graces.
Ooh, what a great idea! Then we'll...
What was that? We're not being fired upon, are we?
Sorry, folks. Just a little turbulence. The presidential tractor beam is pulling us into the hangar. Just sit back and enjoy the rest of the flight. We'll be landing soon.
Oh, that's a relief. I don't think we could take any more drama.
I'm wearing my headset communicator, Stiletto. Keep in touch.
Captain, we are above the north tower of the complex. We have not been detected.
Are you sure you can handle this alone? I could come with you.
No, Kurgono. This is something I need to do on my own. Thank you for understanding.
I'd wish you luck, but I think that shouldn't be necessary.
Kurgono, I will take it with me, my friend. Now, after I break into the tower, I want both of you to monitor my movements. Stiletto, give me a heads up if you think I'm running into any danger, okay?
Yes, Captain. Good luck, sir.
It looked like he made it into the tower safely.
That's good. The captain's headset may be malfunctioning. I am tracking the captain's heat signature, and it is rapidly moving away from the headset.
Bring it up on the view screen. What is he doing? Stiletto, get me down there.
I am sorry, sir, but the captain gave me orders to move into orbit.
Meanwhile, the shuttle has landed on the capital planet, and our heroes are being escorted to the president's office.
This place is magnificent.
To the left, you can see the official painting of President Nimrod.
Lucy, stop that. Now you've got me doing it.
Shh. We need to be on our best behavior.
Look at that painting! Such a handsome figure of a man!
Is he popular?
He's doing well on the Volpe's polls.
He's the one who coined the phrase, make the entire galaxy great again.
Wasn't the galaxy great before him?
That's a good question. He created the Galactic Space Force.
So before him, there wasn't a galactic military.
Now that I hear someone question it, it does seem a bit redundant.
You know, I'll make sure to ask him after the awards are given.
Through this door. Take a seat. The president will summon you in just a moment.
This is exciting. I have dreamed about meeting the president.
Oh, sweetie, this will be your crowning achievement. There are more viewers waiting for this award ceremony than there were anything ever.
The president will see you now. Follow me.
Zarissa, olfacto, I'm a huge fan of your news reporting.
Oh, Mr. President. I don't know what to say. I am honored.
And Sexagalo Fraze, big fan of yours as well. The interview you did with stage actress Chanel de Tavros. Riveting journalism. Brilliant, sir. And of course, her 4D photo spread.
Thank you, Mr. President. Perhaps you could put in a word with Playbean magazine and have me reinstated.
Lucy Sharp, all the way here from Earth, is it?
Yes, sir. I suppose you don't get many Earthlings all the way out here.
Oh, no, we don't. You are a beautiful specimen, I must say.
Thank you?
Okay, well, let's get on with the awards. For heroism and bravery, you three and your robots helped avert a war between two peaceful planets. I bestow upon each of you the Galactic Medal of Honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Your droids may now take photographs.
I was wondering if we might sit and have a chat. I know my viewers would love to...
Oh, yes, of course. But later, there will be a formal dinner you all will attend. Then you and Sexagono Fraze will each have my full attention.
Thank you, sir.
Zarissa, we need to contact Volpe's News. This is exciting! They have promoted you to governmental reporter!
Oh, that's wonderful.
They wish to discuss salary and benefits. Oh, and a new limo!
If you'll excuse me, Mr. President.
Now, Lucy, you and Sexagono Fraze, you can stay, can't you? I need to hear your side of the events on the power station.
Of course we can. We'll catch up with you later, Zarissa.
Bye!
Oh, I need to take a call. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Have a seat until I return.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
I suppose.
What is it, Lucy?
I just have a weird feeling.
That was a quick call, Mr. President.
What the? Who are you?
Corpac Spywheel. And I have a little surprise for you.
Bring in the prisoner!
Watto! What did he do to you?
He's just stunned. We don't need any record of any of this.
Daddy! What happened?
Mr. President, these men are...
I know who they are. They work for me. Well, Spywheel, you finally got your man in chains. Took long enough.
Get to your feet, Foslo. Stand when your president enters the room.
He's not my president. I didn't vote for him. Lucy, no, it's okay. I have crimes that I need to pay for. Isn't that right, Spalwell?
So eager to pay for your crimes, eh, Voslo?
You're the only criminal here. Every time I saw you on TV, it made me sick. I knew who you were. How did you get elected? You're the biggest crime boss in the galaxy.
Money and friends in high places. Volpes News, which I own. And my greatest supporter.
Well done, Mr. President.
Eccentrica, my love. Oh, it was all because of you.
What the Zark? Eccentrica, what did you do?
What I had to do, darling. We needed to make Voslo come out of the shadows, and only his daughter could do that. I knew you could help her find the transmat he built and get her off of that wretched planet Earth. But you screwed it all up. You had to fall in love with her, didn't you?
Ictharia was working for you, wasn't she?
And her sister? Who did she work for?
Eccentrica sent a small spy into Spiral's ship. Didn't you, my naughty girl?
I paid them both to go to the water planet to plant the bomb. The president was manipulating news and events to bring Lucy here so he could capture her father. He controls that news reporter's droid. Owning Volpes News has its advantages.
Eccentrica, how could you? I knew you were a ruthless businesswoman, but this...
I sent you to Earth to get you out of the way. You would have figured it all out. But you forgot that everything you do is recorded and transmitted to me by way of your writer's assistant drone. I followed your every exploit. I knew everything you did and where you were.
He is innocent in that respect, Lucy. He was a pawn, an unwitting one. Now, Voslo, where's my ship? That you stole.
Far away from here. You'll never get it. And you'll never create another one.
Oh, I might not be able to produce more today. But its creator sent me the plans. Soon there will be hundreds of thousands of stilettos. Oh, love the name. I think I'll keep it. A dagger in the heart. The galaxy.
You Zarky monster.
Foul, take Voslo away.
Yes, sir.
Please, can I hug my daughter one last time?
Of course, old friend.
Oh, Lucy, I'm sorry that I got you dragged into this.
Daddy, shut him.
Sure, Peanut. Let's do this.
Jatu!
Oh, no. No. Bud? Bud?
Spyro, take Voslo away. And take Sexagonal Phrase and his robot, too.
Yes, sir!
He's not dead, just stunned, like his robot. He and your father are far too valuable to kill. They'll be working for me, with a little persuasion.
Daddy!
It'll be okay, Peanut. I love you!
Lucy Sharp, thank you. I apologize for dragging you into all of this, but I needed your father. That luck of his will be put to good use. You see, I have a war to start. And with Sexagonal Phrase working for me, I'll receive more positive media attention.
So all this is for fame? Power? You're the president! How much more could you want?
Oh, Lucy. You are so much like your father. And your luck has run out also.
Damn you! I'll get you both!
Goodbye, Lucy.
No!
On its moon for another 2 years yet.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
How will she find her father now? How will she find Bud Daniels? You must return for Season 2 of Sexagonal Phrase to find out.
Sexagonal Phrase, Episode 5, The Deep Blue Sea and the Devil, the Season 1 finale, was written and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were Shannon Lowry as Ictharia, Julie Hoverson as Nicarthia, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Cregano, Gary Scales as Killa Joss, C. Wayne Owens as Stiletto, Carrie Michael Ayers as Gunnar Vaslo, a.k.a. Guy Sharp, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Jeff Niles as Watto, Ted Wenskis as Bud Daniels, Victor Aurelius as Tokum and the Bridge Droid, Pete Lutz as Corpax Spawil, Lisa Michaud as Zarissa Ofacto, Marilee Robinson as Senator Gerviza, Katie Lofton as Wadu, Rachel Rumler as the Shuttle Pilot, Rachel Cobb as the Escort Bot, Vince Staden as Nimrod, a.k.a. The Boss, and Julia Eve as Eccentrica Columbus. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077th and All Better Audio 2018. Please note that this audio series is not intending to supersede or infringe upon any other existing copyright in relationship to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams. Sexagonal Phrase will return next season with all new exciting episodes. Visit our website at the4077th.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077th, making audio sound all better.